Hello, welcome to another episode of the Becca's Thoughts. How are you doing? Yes, in America we have spring break coming up shortly, and then we have Easter. Yes, we are going to be celebrating Easter. The Lent period has been lengthy for most people, and then there's of course Ramadan going on for our Muslim listeners. I wish you all the very best, and may all of our prayers and heart wishes get answered. And in all areas, you're looking for favor. May God be with every single one of us. And for people that are going through health challenges, I pray for healing for every one of you. And I pray that for everyone else that has perfect health, may nothing attack your health in Jesus' name. In every area of your life, you are going to be happy and you are going to be blessed. Amen. Honestly, I do not know what just happened right there. I was trying to give you all my regular intro like I would, and I just found myself praying. I don't know. Yeah, that happens sometimes. Like I said, this is never scripted. It's just here and there. But that felt good to actually say prayer. It's been a minute I said a prayer for you all. That felt really good. So, with that being said, thank you for joining the Becca's Thoughts. And this is the another recording. I've already addressed this before, and apparently, like most other people, it was addressed too soon, and a lot did unfold after I had recorded the first episode. And I thought, I don't want to edit. How about I just do something afresh? Because I really don't like giving you guys edited podcasts. It sounds weird when I have to like edit it. I don't like listening to myself, so yes, a lot of times I just record and then I run away, and then I come back to record and then I run away. I don't like to hear myself talk, so it just feels weird. I should have gotten used to it by now, but I haven't. So yes, we are going to be talking about some toxic love out there, and at this point, I don't want to call it love anymore. I will use the word love because that's the only word most people would understand, but I don't want to use the word love anymore because this cannot be possibly love. It is anything else but love. Anything else. I'll be right back. Okay, I do not have my wine today, but I did have a cup of coffee. So you might get some zoom zoom from my voice, but hey, I'm just trying to have fun with you guys. Okay, let's get to it. Oof. You see, when they say watch your mouth, they're not playing, because on today's episode, we are going to be talking about Will Smith, Jada Smith, and Chris Rock. Woof. The Oscar was yesterday, and oh boy, it did not go down without drama. Yes, there's like red carpet drama here and there every couple of years, but this one was live on stage. And what do you think I think about that? I think that was embarrassing. Will Smith, come on, why would you do that? Boy, like, I loved you, but anyways, let me get serious now. So my thing is that if you're going to be with someone that's constantly finding themselves in controversy, I think it's okay for me to say just build a thick skin, because if your partner is always in the news for one reason or the other, whether they're celebrities or they're just dramatic people or they always have a way of toxicity following them, who knows, for whatever reason, if you know that you are bound to be a target, I think it's okay for you to just let your partner know so that both of you can come to an agreement as to how to proceed. Try not to be distracted when you're listening to this particular episode. Try to just read in between the lines and see why everyone is falling all over the place with this particular situation with Will Smith and Chris Rock. First of all, let me put it out there. Will Smith's net worth, approximately, I know he has like a ton of side things going on that does not even go on file, is $350 million. Yes, as of 2022. Chris Rock, his net worth that is on file is $60 million. Imagine the gap, right? Chris Rock, and Will Smith, two black men. Right now, Chris Rock is scoring more points than Will Smith because he has displayed a high level of maturity. Maybe it's because he's still in shock. Like you said, he said he's still trying to process everything. He's in shock, yeah. However, everyone's Fresh Prince, Will Smith, dropped the ball big time. He didn't even just drop it a little bit. He made a complete mess of a situation that could have been handled severely. You went on stage and slapped someone's father in front of hundreds of people seated and millions of people watching. All because of what? Yes, I understand that Will Smith's marriage has been in the news every single time his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, every single time Jada opens her mouth, they are going viral. And the reason is because each time she's opened her mouth to talk about her marriage, oh my gosh, it's been disrespect upon disrespect. Not just disrespect to the marriage itself, but she's saying it in front of the man she's married to. She's saying it in front of her husband when they're having this red table talk. I understand it's supposed to be honesty and everything. But you know that the internet does not forget. You know, we're not going to let it go. Not especially with someone like Will Smith, a really good looking guy that many women will fall head over heels for him, you know. It just does not make sense. That's why a lot of people have a lot of questions and they're beginning to see Will Smith as a really, really weak man. Yes, I'm not going to tell you what you already know. When you go on the internet, you can find out more about Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and, you know, Chris Rock. You can do your own research. But my main focus is that one night that defined his entire career of over 36 years. And I would take it as a 5 minutes of malady, right? Where you just lost it. And now, Will Smith kind of got tired of people talking about his wife. I know he loves her to death. And he kind of got tired. You know, when you've been compressing emotions that you don't, because you're trying to, you know, consider the media and you're trying to be politically correct and decent and calm when you're addressing certain issues that you don't exactly face them the way it should be dealt with. And you've been compressing and compressing and compressing. By the time you're going to have an explosion, it will be at the worst possible moment. And that's what happened with Chris. Tired of people talking about your marriage. You're tired of people talking about your wife. You're tired of what everyone has had to say. And then Chris Rock did say something. You know, when you're at events like that, it is normal that a lot of people are going to make a lot of jokes here and there and you're going to feel offended. But the whole point of people being able to laugh is because they find these things relatable. And apparently, we didn't know because Jada Smith has always been on short hair for many years, you know, except for her movie Set It Off. That's the only place I can say I've really seen Jada in long hair. She's always been a short hair woman, right? So maybe when Chris Rock dated her in 1990 something, maybe he knew or he doesn't know. I really don't know. But about not too long ago, a few days ago, Jada came out saying that she struggled with alopecia for most part of her life and it's really getting worse now. She's like bald, right? I do not know if Chris knew about that information before he decided to make a joke about Jada's bald head, you know. And he said something about G.I.J. And I'm sure you already know how that event went. But long story cut short, Will Smith laughed at the joke at the moment it was said. Everybody saw that. And Jada rolled her eyes like, you know, whatever. I don't know what other look Jada had given Will Smith, but all we know is Will Smith got up slowly. He didn't like run up to the stage because if he had done that, someone would have caught him, right? He like majestically walked up to the stage and bitch slapped Chris Rock, like that is the only way I can describe that slap. You know the kind of slap that you open your whole palm, like your five fingers are flying in different directions, and you apply pressure. That kind of slap would give you stars, no joke, like legit stars, you know. And I'm pretty sure Chris Rock was not prepared to react because he probably thought Will Smith was coming to say something to his ears, but I know he would have expected anything. You know, was probably say something to his microphone, like, "Don't talk about my wife," or whatever. Chris Rock was expecting anything except physical assault, right? So Chris Rock didn't even know how to respond after he got slapped. He said, "Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me," right? Or smacked the shit out of me, something like that. Everybody still laughed because they thought it was a joke, right? It didn't begin to dawn on many people until Will Smith goes back to his seat and he says, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." I hope no kids are listening. Yeah. But anyways, everybody has been talking about this one same moment. And I like to look at things in between the lines. Yes, I do agree with some of the things people have said, but they've been derogatory with their words. I cannot begin to talk about what people are posting online talking about. You want Chris Rock to keep your wife's name out of your mouth, but other people's penises have been in your wife's mouth. Did you have anything to say about that? You know, it's been dramatic online. I don't want to focus on that line, but yeah, let's go from the moment when the slap happened. And of course, Denzel Washington did go to Will Smith and talk to Will Smith and be like, "It's when you're going up," something in that light. "It's when a man is going up that the devil pays him a visit," something like that. It was telling Will Smith to be very, very careful. And yeah, the Academy tried to remove Will Smith from the event, like remove him. They just didn't want to handle him. They told him to leave, and Will Smith refused to leave. And of course, he got his award. He went on there, talked about an apology to the Academy, but there was no apology to Chris Rock. He apologized to the Academy, and then he was crying about it. Yeah, he knows how to cry. He's a good actor. He knows how to cry. Not saying that he didn't mean the apology to the Academy, but he never did give one to Chris Rock, right? It's a joke. This you laugh when other people have been made fun of, right? You laughed when the joke was made to your wife. You laughed about it. So what could have happened between the moment that you laughed and in a split of few minutes, it's not even up to like 10 minutes, you got up and went to slap the same guy that you had laughed about his joke. It just looked ridiculous, right? So not unless, this is my guess, right? This is not the first time Chris Rock is making a joke about Jada. Maybe it's because they've dated in the past, I don't know, right? But I think I think Jada and Will had a conversation prior to getting to the event. If Chris Rock makes a joke about me again, I'm going to give you the look and you're going to check him. This is just me thinking wild. I'm an overthinker. I think about very, very, very weird things, right? I'm guessing that is what happened because why did Will Smith laugh about a joke and then suddenly it offended him so much he had to do something about it? Everyone has been saying Jada gave Will Smith the look, the look, the look. What was the look? I don't know. But I do know that Jada did roll her eyes. At the same time, Will Smith was laughing. You know, and of course it's a joke. Everyone is trying to entertain everybody, right? Yes, you might have found it pretty sensitive because if Jada is going through a health situation that has caused her to be bald, yes, when she's at her lows, you're the one that's been there with her, you're the one that is seeing her struggles, you're the one comforting her, you're the one taking care of her. Yes, we do know that you could find this really, really sensitive, right? But you laughed about it. That is everybody's concern. You laughed about it. If it was really that bad, you would have felt the sting as soon as Jada felt it, but you didn't. So, of course, Will Smith is being called a sissy, a weak man. Will Smith has been called different names, right? My question to you today is this toxic love? Yes, I know that there's different kinds of ways people express their emotions and their love towards people they think they're protecting, but in the end, they're hurting them. And vice versa, when people make you do stupid things to make you feel like you're protecting them, but it's hurting you. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I could be in a relationship with you, a listener right now, and telling you, don't talk to this person, don't talk to that person. I'm making you think that's what happened to me in the past, right? Making you think that they're protecting you from bad friendship, bad employers, and what have you, bad situations, right? So they'll keep you caged. They'll put you where they want you so that you have no communication with anybody apart from them. They're telling you they're protecting you, but little technically, they're keeping you a prisoner, right? And then the flip side of it is people mentally controlling you and manipulating your actions, making you do things that otherwise you would never have done because they need you to feel like you're doing something good. So, when the slap happened, of course, a lot of women, I'm not going to really mention their names because I don't want to make it seem like I'm throwing shade, right? Men said, oh, if my man does not defend me like Will Smith, I don't want him. What absolute nonsense is that? You need your man to be physically assaulting someone else to defend you. Not unless the situation were rancid where you were physically assaulted and then your man gets in between. It's a different thing, right? But these are just words. Words are as powerful as the listener makes it. People could call me a monkey right now. It won't even faze me because I know I'm not a monkey, right? But there are many people you're going to call a monkey and they're going to come at you. That's just an example, right? You could call me a fool right now and then I think back and I think I've achieved all these things. I'm definitely not a fool. It's not going to bother me, right? Same way. You called some people the B word. The same word they call themselves. You call them that, they fight with you. If you called me that, I'm going to look at you and be like, well, if you think I'm going to stoop low to your level, I'm not going to. Words like that don't bother me. However, there are many other words that would bother me. I'm not going to tell you right now because I don't want any one of you out there to trigger me. But I don't want to lose my crown because of you. Anyways, just moving on from that. So, everybody would have forgotten about the joke had Will Smith not slapped Chris Rock. And then made everyone start thinking and start saying a lot of things like, what's really happening, right? People are reacting differently. Some women are talking about, yes, Chris Rock crossed the line. Well, he's being paid to make a joke about people that are sitting right there. He wasn't just making a joke. He makes a joke about people that are sitting right there. For other awards, people have made a joke about President Trump. They made a joke about President Obama. They've made a joke about a lot of, really influential people. I'm sure some people are making a joke about Russia right now, even though they're in the middle of a war with Ukraine, right? You cannot control what people say. However, you can control how you react to it. And by you reacting, you would have spent a couple of seconds or minutes thinking, is this person deserving of a response from me? If I say this thing or if I do this thing, right, what is going to be the repercussion? Yes, I understand that when we are triggered and we have like a 5 minutes of malady, that is the moment we don't do any thinking at all. I have been there before. But the good thing is, I was there with my friends because I saw them as my friends, right? If you trigger me and then I fire back at you, I believe you'll forgive me because that's what friends do. I'm not going to be exactly filtering, overthinking my words. You're my friend. I could do that with strangers and then I can get mad at myself for another 6 months about what I could have said but I didn't say, right? But it brought peace. But if you're my friend and I fire back at you, I know you're going to. We're going to trade words with each other and forgive each other because that's what friends do. I should be able to bare myself naked in front of you and you do the same. Not naked literally, but I'm talking about I can express myself unfiltered and you're not going to you know, not unless I insult you, I should be able to express how I feel about something you did to me or said to me. Does that make sense? Yeah. So when we are talking to our friends and siblings, we're not politically correct. When we are out in public, we have to be politically correct because you never can tell how that recipient will take what you're about to say, right? That's the reason why it's really, really important for people that are of status to know how to behave in places like this. I don't think Chris Rock and Will Smith are friends because Will Smith, Chris Rock has dated Will Smith in the 90s, right? I don't know if that was before or after Tupac. I honestly don't know. I don't see. I will talk about a lot of celebrities and not even know their names. I don't care for people's personal lives like that because I feel like whatever they're doing is for the public, so it's not really who they are. Anyways, I digressed. Now, why would anybody think Will Smith's behavior is appropriate? Like, well, that's his woman, no matter what, how their marriage is, that's his woman. She keeps bringing us into their marriage by telling us things we would never had known had she not said something. That is, she talking about dating her son's friend. Jada is almost a 50-year-old woman. Will Smith was born in 68. His career started going up in 86, long even before I was born, right? And you're in a relationship with a kid. And you had to do it. That's what she said on the red table with her husband when her husband was interviewing her. She said she had to be in an entanglement, which was, we know sex was involved. Ugh. I don't know whether it's the drugs the young people are on that makes you think that he would have satisfied you. But anyway, she said she had to do it because she had not been happy in a long, long, long time. That was how she said it. And she said, I have not been happy in a long, long, long time. So she did not feel like that was infidelity. Are you saying the man you've been married to for over 20 years does not make you happy? Yeah, that's what she just said because she missed Tupac so much, even the thought of him still stimulates her. So I can't imagine the level of, I'm trying to use the word, the level of disgusting behavior that goes on in their marriage. And it looks like she's the one always asking for these things just so that she can stay in the marriage. And Will Smith allows it because he probably does not believe in divorce. In fact, for his first marriage, it's been said he refused to file the divorce. Hence, his ex-wife had to do it. So with Jada, I'm sure he committed to no divorce. No divorce. Whatever you want, you get it, but no divorce. Maybe he's just a traditional man. Who knows, right? And in exchange for that, you can do whatever you want. That is perfectly fine. Yes, Robin Thicke and Paula, they have an open marriage. Everybody knows that. In fact, we did not know until Robin Thicke was on one side of the club and Paula was on the other side. She was dancing on a guy provocatively, right? And the news outlet caught it that, are you dancing like that when you're a married woman and your husband is in the same club? And then they had to come out and say they're in an open marriage. Since then, everybody shut up about their situation, right? But it's hard to shut up about Will Smith and Jada's because Jada keeps giving us information we do not need to know. I cannot tell you how many ridiculous things this girl has said about her, this woman has said about her marriage, right? It is ridiculous. Like, that guy just does not make her happy. And she feels as though she already signed a contract of, I'm not going to leave you. So they don't even call their marriage anymore. They call it like a live partnership. Jada got married because her mother insisted upon it after she had been pregnant. She never wanted to get married. She never wanted to have children. But of course, her mother insisted and she thought, okay, well, I might as well. And she's been running the marriage like it's a relationship. And she calls it a partnership. I don't know the level of love that will make a man that will make a man stoop so low. Like, you are I know there are a lot of non-traditional relationships and marriages out there, but this is way below standard, sub-zero. If it's okay to have your stuff, your kinky whatever going on, but don't talk about it to social media. The internet will never forget. Every single time you rise, we're going to remind you. Every single time you want to talk about how you love your wife, we're going to remind you how she disrespected you by putting, I don't want to say it. But anyways, we're going to remind you, not me personally, but there are people out there, that's what they do for a living. The blogs, the news outlets, they have to feed into these things so that they can get views and make money from other people's pain, right? I am not making money from this one, just so you know. So, that is the reason why you do not say too much to the public, even if it's not even the news outlets, even to your family and friends, right? If you're going through stuff with your partner, that is something you don't want to really talk about with them. If you need therapy, go for one. But be mindful that when you talk about your marriage in a bad light, when you forgive your partner, we are not going to forgive your partner at the same speed in which you forgive your partner. That is your problem with him. You have now sold us this image of him that is not pleasant, and you cannot expect us to just erase it because, oh, now you're back in love with him or because he did something. That is the thing with Annie as well, that I had a problem with her. You've talked about your marriage in a bad light so much, you're hurting, you're going through all of this stuff. I'm talking about Annie DeBeer. It's in another episode, right? You're going through all of this stuff, and then as soon as he proposed to you again, you expect everyone to just get on board with it. It is really difficult, right? So now back to Will and Jada. I feel Jada knew, you cannot be married to someone for so long and not know how they're going to behave, right? Jada did absolutely nothing to stop Boo from getting on that stage for whatever he wanted to do. And she knew whatever he wanted to do was not going to be good. She knew it was going to be to protect her, but it looked like she manipulated Will Smith. Not like Will Smith is a kid. Of course, he's older than her, right? Yeah, he's older than her. But their relationship that they call a relationship, you already know what he's gonna do. You already know. So why, if not for any reason, you could have, and you say you love this man, you could have protected his career by stopping him, running after him, calling his name. Just do something that will make him listen to you in that moment. Fine, it would have been awkward, but you would not have ruined the night for the hundreds of people that are looking forward to their awards, their nominations, their names we mentioned, their contacts they're going to make, their next networking, their next, a lot of things, a lot of good things were supposed to happen that night. In fact, that was the very first time a black man was hosting that show. That was the first time they were having like an event manager that was black, and that was the first time some categories had black people in it. And it was supposed to be an incredible night. It was supposed to be a big one for everybody, right? So the event manager goes to say, oh, Will Smith called me later the next morning and apologized that that was supposed to be my night because he was the one managing the whole event, right? It was supposed to be my night. He apologized. Why did Will Smith apologize to everybody except the person that he assaulted? Because that is physical assault. That now brings me to the question. If it was supposed to be a night for black people, you stole that away from them and everyone else that got award on that night, right? Will Smith got his award, cried at the award, and they went to throw an after party, right? Everything was caught on video. My thing is, if Chris Rock was a white guy, would Will have slapped him? We all know the answer to that question. It is no. If Chris Rock was white, no matter what he said, Will Smith would not have slapped him. So the question is, why did Will Smith slap him? We need to know because this is not going to go away pretty quickly. Like, okay, yeah, it's not going to go away. It's black on black crime. Then the Academy talked about, oh, they're going to remove, they're thinking of suspending, they're talking about different options of punishment for Will Smith, and of course, before Will Smith got any punishment or any investigation completed, he decided to quit the academy. This is your career we're talking about. It's not like you have any other job. We're talking about your image right here. You don't have your own studio like Tyler Perry does. you still need a lot of these people to maintain your status. You understand? So why are you now digging and digging and digging yourself further for a woman that says a black, a dead, sorry, that said a guy that has passed away still mentally stimulate her? You want to know who I'm talking about? Tupac has been, he died a long time ago. May his soul rest in peace. And there's Jada still thinking about him. It's ridiculous enough to say, yeah, I went on a fling or I had a relationship with my son's friend. Now you're talking about this person that has been dead like how many years still mentally stimulates you. So I can't even imagine what your relationship with this particular Tupac was about. To now make it worse. In fact, you were so unhappy, your daughter wrote a letter to a late guy. Tupac wrote a letter to Tupac to say, please come back, my mother misses you. This letter, Kevin Samuel has the letter. If this guy was not going to make you happy, you would have already known. When you realized he was not making you happy, you could have left him like the first wife did. Why did you stay with him? Because it looks like the longer you stay with him, the more you are destroying him in like phases. Like, you know, when you pull out a layer, and you're destroying his life in layers. Not only have you told us how weak he is as a man, you've told us he does not sexually stimulate you. You told us he doesn't sexually please you. You have told us many, 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 many things, right? And now you gave him the eye, the side eye that told him that you were upset about a joke he had laughed about. He needs to go do something about it. And the action he took was to hurt someone else on a night that was meant for everybody. You made it about yourself. If you didn't, it's not everyone that is going to be sensitive to your medical condition. It's not like it's going to kill you in like 2 days. A lot of people live with these things long term. You are wealthy. You've been managing this thing just fine, and you're going to keep managing it. It does not take away from the fact that, yes, it hurts, makes you feel bad, and things like that, right? But people have died of more painful, children actually have died of more painful, illnesses. And they're still hopeful. They're sharing awareness and all of that. And you are making it seem like, oh, this person really hit me low blow. I don't know. It's still beyond me. Like, it looks like something else is going on that we don't know. So right now, Will Smith's career is in a free fall. Netflix and one other company has put the show they had with him on hold. We don't know what's going to happen next. I know that it's gonna, people will stop talking about it because I think the more people talk about it, the more the academy gets mad and more people get upset about it. And that's why it's not going away, right? Maybe Will Smith thought, okay, by next morning it will blow over, right? But it's not going away. It's about time he visited Chris Rock and give him an apology. Up to now, all Chris Rock has said about it on Twitter, he said that he will feel the pain up until August. He has not even finished processing the fact that he was slapped on stage. It's like traumatic experience. I'm sure the next time he gets on a big stage like that, he's going to relive that moment every single time. A career of 36 years was blown up in 5 minutes. Denzel actually spoke to, to Will Smith about it. Like, you want to be careful, you want to be treading carefully with things like this. If only he had a good woman, your wife would say, don't go, don't say anything, we'll address it later. He could have done 100 other things except slap that guy. And when you do stuff like that, do you think there would not be a repercussion because you're both black? Like, do you think you get a pass? And while we're all waiting for this thing to die down and die down, there goes Jada saying that, "I wish Will had not slapped Chris." When I read that this morning, because I've been thinking about this whole Will Smith situation for like a long time now, and I've been thinking, well, I really like Will Smith. What he did was trying to uphold his wife's honor, that she has done just about everything to disgrace herself and dishonor herself, and you in the process, you're trying to uphold whatever was left of her honor, and then you lost your credibility in the process. Now, today is April 6th. She said she wished you had not slapped him. She could not even support you in that one moment. In fact, if she had gone on camera crying about how much she hurt from what Chris said, maybe it will begin to let people, you're going to draw people into a little bit of, you're going to draw empathy out of people, and they'll begin to leave the defensive side and, actually empathize with you. Maybe if you had held a press conference talking about, "I'm so proud of my husband. I know he must have felt the pain I felt." Say something, anything else other than, "I wish she had not slapped him." She said she wish she has not slapped him. She's not a woman that needs defending or needs protecting. Yeah, I'm not the woman that needs protecting. I can protect myself. That is what Jada said. If at this point he does not know he needs to leave that woman, because I think announcing a divorce, it might sound ridiculous to most people, yeah, but at this point, the marriage you think you have, you don't exactly have it, right? The career you're sure you have, you might as well do all you can to keep it, because this woman, even after you're down and dead, not only will she take up other men to walk over your grave, she'll be taking a selfie while at it. Women like this should be left alone. I'm not kidding you guys. Women like this, if you're a woman like that, please take a new path. This does not grow anything. It destroys and destroys and destroys. Their parenting skill is amazing because their kids are successful, you know? I don't know who became wealthy first between Jada and Will Smith, but I'm guessing it's Will, because everyone has loved. I've loved that guy since the very beginning. Like many other millions of people across the world watching him and listening to his song, right? But the one moment you destroy your career, your reputation because of her. She said she does not need protecting. If she can say this to the news outlet, I'm sure she has told you more in the house. This is the same woman you spent 3 years planning a great birthday for 40th birthday for her. Oh, yeah, funny story, right? Will, on her 37th birthday, on Jada's 37th birthday, decided, "I want to do something amazing for Jada for her 40th birthday." So he spent 3 years going through her family tree and all that stuff, getting like a producer to like produce a whole documentary and all that stuff, right? In fact, he was excited about it. He spent 3 years planning it. When the birthday came, Jada said this is the worst birthday she's ever had. That Will Smith went through all that length just so that he could feed his own ego, that this was a display of his ego. Will Smith said that with his own mouth in front of Jada. He said he was crushed. And after he said he was crushed, he said, "But actually, I agree with her." What in the absolute rubbish will make you accept fault? Because despite all that you've done, all she saw was that was a display of your own ego, and you said you she's right. Which part of it made it right? that she didn't even say thank you for the birthday. Thank all the team of people that worked on it. Thank you for all of those people involved in it. But she said it was a display of your ego. It's like, as long as you're Will Smith, there's nothing you can do to make this woman happy. As long as you're Will Smith, like anybody else except you. And he's taking up all of this. I'm trying to not use bad words. He's taking up all of this nonsense. He keeps putting the weight upon himself. Maybe if I put this on her, on myself instead of her, I should be happy. Maybe if I do this, she'll be happy. If I did that, she'll be happy. And he did be in his therapy because she's broken. Jada Smith does not need therapy. She's a lethal weapon herself. On a mission. I don't know what the mission is. I don't know what Will did to hurt her. I don't understand. But it looks like Will is being punished for something, like not until you're down and you become absolutely nothing. I'm not going to leave you. The first thing she said is just talk. I'm not a woman that is protected. How do you say that? He did that for you. He found it funny until you gave him the look. After you gave him the look, he realized you were upset about it. He went there to fight for you, put everything on the table. Everything he's worked for his entire life. Will worked hard. He worked really hard to get to where he is today. For that moment, he worked hard for it. And you took it away from him with just one eye look that you gave him. He was fun. He was fine with the joke. He laughed about the joke. You know what? I'm trying not to get stressed about it, but it's stressing me. I was not going to record, a follow-up episode for this. But when Jada said she did not need protecting, I'm not the woman that needs protecting. I think you call them alpha female. But she's toxic. She's a lethal weapon. I don't know who needs to save Will Smith, but if he keeps going on like this, it's just like taking off your clothes to protect someone. To not, like, two people are cold, right? And you're removing your jacket and you give it to this other person, your partner. Will Smith has taken off all of his jacket. Now he's naked. The one opportunity Jada has to protect him and cover him, she's saying, I didn't ask you. I don't need your jacket. I don't need your sweater, your blanket. I don't need anything from you. I could have done it myself. I could have kept myself warm. You see that level right there? We don't know how much more Will Smith is going to lose. Now he has quit the academy. He has resigned. We don't know how much more he's going to lose because this might just be the beginning. You know, when it comes to black people, the cancel culture is even stronger. With white people, yeah, they just forget about it. Oh yeah, it happened. Men talk shit, men get upset. It's just man ego. They text at each other, they are fine. But when a black person is involved, you know, we always work 10 times as hard to get half of what other people have. When we mess up, see, the cancel culture is legit. Tyler Perry has always had a problem with Hollywood. That's the reason why he went to buy his own studio. Right? Because it's like, I just want to be away from these people. Because when it's a black person messing up, there is no forgiveness. And the one person that was supposed to stand by you in this moment says she does not need your protection. You see, that one got me fucked up. I have been thinking and thinking and thinking. And at this point, like many other people, I am confused. Now, all those women that applauded Will Smith for smacking Will and Chris Rock over that joke, I wonder what they have to say now that she said she did not need protecting. He didn't have to slap him. I wonder what they have to say. If there's any guy out there listening to me, if you find yourself in a marriage like this, run. If in a relationship like this, cancel it, because women like this, they have been like this since they were little. They only think about themselves. They're not, it's not something they're going to change and shake off and, forget about. No, women like this are lethal. They're worse than toxic. Their presence can destroy just about anything. If you're a woman like that, seek help, because every single place you go, you will pollute it. I have a lot to say about their marriage, but I'm not trying to disrespect it because I'm also married. But man, is this love? Is this love? Not even in 2022, where the cancel culture is strong. Black on black. There's no forgiving this one. There's no letting it go. There's no. No. It is what it is. Now he has to fight this for a long time. And the more. In fact, I would have preferred Jada to just not say anything. I would have really preferred it. But as soon as we begin to forget about it, slowly. Yeah, people have said Will Smith needs a skirt at this point. He's a weak man. He's this. At the point. We're beginning to let it go and watch other things, right? Like this news took away the focus from Ukraine and Russia. And everyone's talking about the slap that happened at the Oscars, right? We are gradually like forgetting about it and moving on with our lives. And then Jada opens her mouth again. I really hope that news is a lie. But if it's the truth, wow. Wow, that's all I can say. Like, Will, of all the women that would kill themselves for you, you chose this one. This one. With that being said, of course, I've been in situations where I wish I had just been quiet. Like when you get provoked, I'm just now learning this, just in the past 2 years, that even in traffic, I apply the same thing. When something makes you uncomfortable, give it 5 minutes. If you're still mad about it in 5 minutes, then you're really mad, right? That's the point. You talk yourself out of reacting. Ask yourself the goal of what you're about to do or what you're about to say. Ask yourself, is it going to change anything? Is it going to change the hurt I feel or the anger I feel? Ask yourself certain questions in a span of 5 minutes. Like, okay, after I have reacted or after I've said this thing I'm about to say in response to the attack I feel, will there be consequences? I feel if Will Smith has sat there for 5 more minutes, that thing would have blown over and all of the situation would have been avoided. Every chain effect that's happening right now, the chain reaction, right, rather, that is happening right now would have been avoided altogether if only he had sat down for 5 more minutes and Chris Rock had gone ahead to talk about other people. Maybe 5 minutes is a whole long time. It's 300 seconds. 300 seconds to think about it, think about your career, think about, okay, can I. If your wife feels offended, talk about it when you get home. Apologize for it when you get home. In fact, call a press conference the next day. Bash him as much as you want, but do not take away such moment from other people because he stole the moment from everybody else, not just himself. Ruin it for everybody else. The whole team, the whole production team, the board behind the Academy Awards, the what's it called? All the guests, all the nominees, everybody else, you ruined it for everybody. If only he had stayed seated for 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes, he would have still had his career intact and everything going smoothly for him. Maybe this is a time for him to rethink his relationship with his wife. It's not healthy. It's not working. You know, when I say toxic, that is toxic. When you have a partner that is making you do crazy things that could not only jeopardize your integrity but your career, and now Oscar is talking about they want to go into a review or an investigation, whatever, whatever, and the police department is saying that if Chris Rock were to file charges at a much later time, they would entertain it. All for what? To defend the honor of a woman that has not done a good job defending herself in the past 5 years. A woman that has indirectly made you look weak to the public multiple times. What kind of love is that? Is that, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. If you have a partner out there that would watch you, because I want to believe she didn't ask him to do that, but when she saw him going on there, she could have followed him. She could have stopped him. She could have done something, you know, but she, oh my God. Is he trying to prove himself to her again and again and again, like he's done multiple times? Or he thinks that is love when he's trying to protect her? That is very toxic. So, did you think I was going to end this episode without talking about how Chris Rock must feel? How he was being bullied in front of hundreds of people? How the fact that he's a father and he was smacked in public and he did absolutely nothing about it? How traumatized he must be feeling for the fact that even days later he's still in shock? I'm not going to go by and say, oh yeah, it's all about Will and Jada, and I'm not going to talk about Chris Rock. I feel really bad for the poor man, because imagine even when we are in an argument and we go home and we're still thinking about what we could have said, what we could have said, what we could have said. There is Chris Rock thinking what he could have done. How did he not see it? Why did he not reply? You know, or respond to the assault with another assault. You know, I did mention earlier, I said Chris Rock did not respond, not because he was so mature. He was because he's in complete shock about what was that, what just happened. And yes, his brother was on stage and at another show talking about, I am not my brother. If you come up on the stage to try anything, I will beat you in here and I will beat you outside. And everywhere I see you thereafter, I'm still going to whoop your ass. That was what Chris Rock's brother said. And it is sad that that is a moment that's going to go down in history as a man that did nothing. It's really sad. The guy was just trying to be a comedian like he's always been. He was trying to be earn money and be a provider for his family. So yes, not unless they had given him like lines you do not cross and laws you do not break. He did not exactly break any law. And if that joke was made to someone else, I'm sure Jada would have laughed about it, you know, but because it's her, she's the high and mighty, she decides what goes and what stays. And unfortunately, Chris Rock had to experience that. I know he's going to relive that moment many, 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 many times. And if you are if anyone out there has found themselves in situations like this, yes, you cannot control what people do, but you can control how you react. And imagine if he had punched Will Smith back at the point he was slapped. That would have been a complete mess. One of them would have gotten seriously injured. You know, if it was on the hood, you try something like that. Hey, we're going to square up, you know. But because it was on stage in front of thousands of people, no, let me say hundreds of people, with millions of people watching, Chris Rock was not really armored for an assault. So yes, it would make sense that he did not respond, and that makes me feel really bad for him and his family, because I know kids are going to laugh about it. They're like, okay, your dad is this, he didn't, it's a b word he was whooped on stage and nothing happened. Then you know how conversations like that can go. It can, even though right now people are hailing him for being a good man, for being decent and being all of that, but it's going to have a lasting effect, unfortunately. So let's talk about the reason why, many reasons why you do not hit people. Let me just paint you this scenario, right? Will Smith goes on stage, Chris Rock was a fragile man and didn't have much balance. He hit him and Chris Rock falls backward, hits his head, gets a concussion, or maybe in a worst scenario, he dies. What do you think is going to happen? Was it going to be worth it along the line? At the end of the day, was it going to be worth it? Because the woman that Will Smith thought, oh, I'm defending, just told you that you didn't have to. So imagine if the outcome was worse than that. Yes, there are many people that were walking around, that are walking around, and they're not healthy. This Chadwick guy, what's I forgot? I don't know why I keep forgetting celebrity's name. The guy that did Black Panther, you know? Chadwick, right? That's last name. Yeah. He was going through a lot. The guy was healed and nobody knew. And even while he was shooting Black Panther, he was struggling with cancer. May his soul rest in peace at this point. Imagine if you had hit someone like that and they ended up in the hospital or they ended up dying. What would you do? What would you say? Wouldn't you look stupid at the end of the day? You don't know what people are dealing with. You just don't go around hitting people. It's really, really bad. So you're going to mistakenly end someone's life, and that is probably the breadwinner of a family. Throw them into turmoil. Then your own life is also over because now you have to go to jail because of a woman that will just go ahead and pick the next available penis. No woman should encourage a man hitting someone else. In fact, I, as a woman, I will not even lay my hand on anybody. Not unless I'm trying to separate a fight and I feel like you're really threatening me. I don't want to hit anybody. If you push me, if you shove me, I'm going to really walk away because I don't want to go to jail on your account. Because there are some reactions that we have as an aftermath that makes the actual crime look little. It just belittles, it makes it look like it's nothing compared to your reaction. Just like an analogy now, an ant bites you, right? Instead of shoving the ant away, you decide to drive a bulldozer or truck over the ant just to show that you're pained. When we are growing, especially if you're black, there are so many pains you have to overlook. You have to choose a time to fight and a time to sit still. If you're black, unfortunately, your time to sit still will be much more than the times you would have to fight. Even if you're fighting a black person, it does not matter. People are not as healthy as they look. And the aftermath, it's going to affect you the most. If you don't cost someone their loved ones, you'll be lucky. Yes, Chris Rock does not want to file charges, but many people are pushing for him to do that. The guy's still in shock. That is a flip side of one of the worst case scenarios. Let me paint you another image, right? If you are fond of losing your cool at every single opportunity, you lose your cool with someone that has a weapon on them and they hurt you real badly. Will it matter? Because now your own family will be sitting in the hospital hoping that you survive. There are times in traffic, people have poked me. There are times at the store, people have, really frustrated me, and I thought, you know what, don't say anything. In fact, at the parking lot is, I was waiting there, someone just took my space, and I was pregnant at the time. I was so livid. I was like, I'm freaking pregnant. I don't, this was the spot closest to the store, I was gonna say something, then my mind told me, what if that white guy has a knife? And it was just me and my sister. I don't have any guy to defend me. I complained about it for another 1 hour, but I'm glad I did not react because I was pregnant, about 8 months pregnant. I was with my 18-year-old sister. What if he had hurt us? You never can tell people that are going through stuff how they're going to react. If you think, okay, you talk back at them, he goes in his, and this is America. He goes in his car and pulls up a gun. What am I going to do? Or he pushes me and then I lose the baby. Would the parking spot be worth it at the end of the day? We have to learn self-control. This guy, he's a popular TikToker. I don't even remember his name too, but if you Google the story, his partner mistakenly killed him because they were arguing in the house over a game. His partner is in jail and someone's child is dead. I know that anger can be really, really hard to control, but when you think about the worst case scenario of the things that could happen, it will help elevate your anger. I'm telling you, I am an overthinker, right? So there's not been many times anybody will say they have a video of me fighting or talking back at someone in public. There's not many. Maybe there's probably one or two in my whole over 30 years of existence. I'm always thinking about, okay, I react now, and then my reaction is worse than the actual crime, and then I get blamed for it. A lot of times, people are being provoked to reacting, and the victim now becomes a villain. Especially black people. Many people are in jail because of things like that. Just take 5 minutes. That is the time to think about the worst case scenario. Just take 5 minutes. Talk yourself out of it. If you're not alone, tell whoever you're with to talk you out of reacting. It's really going to help. You're going to be saving your own self in the long run. Don't think you're doing the other person a favor. You are doing your own self a favor. Okay? I just thought I'll add this before I forgot, because I'm not going to go on and talk about some people's marriages and how they're making bad decisions and not tell you how else to deal with possible, how else to deal with things like this if it possibly happened again. So until next time, thank you so much for listening to the Rebecca Stutz. I love you. Mwah.